First, we will perform the ceremony for generating the awakening mind.
세상 대교인데 이 캠프 면접표가 우수십대. 다 면접표인 줄 알아.
So earlier the Kempo has been insisting that he would like to make a mandala offering. So maybe this is the right time for him to do so.
다 그죠? 딱 그도 숙제식을 넣는 거 말해. 숙제식을 넣으셨나? 꾸지 수도 봐야 돼. 왜 저게 안 돼? 꾸지 수도 봐야. 당도 가리 당래, 루베 당래, 야롱에 당래.
하하하하하하. His Holiness was asking Kempo, you know, whose style of chanting the tune is this? Is it Bhutanese or is it Nyarong, which is where he's from?
Sibsuksh, Sibsuksh. Oh, Sibsuksh. Sibsuksh. Boy, that is. Yeah, that's Simji is the daddy. Sanjay Chogi, then you put it. That's a good. 년도기 딱 년한 걸 남들 이리 전주 선거 응원한다고 그래 투문 걸 남들 이리 다 전에 무시디 다 전주 선거래 다 전에 상하 도시 세계 최고디 이리 전주 선거 친루기 납자 지당 사과라니 실하게 딱 남네 쎄도 전시오지디 다 무시 상하 최고디 샤쳐야 돼 샤 사드리면 인도산에 산지에 최 영수 소과디 전주국 생부 원조다 아니 무시 죽 나리야 뒤대지 다시 샤토우래
generating bodhicitta the awakening mind is really the essence of the Buddha's teaching and the Buddha's teaching and the path as well. So one can say that all the various elements of the practices that are presented in the teachings of the disciples' vehicles and the self-realized one's vehicles, all of these various elements of the practices presented on those scriptures can be viewed as preliminaries to the practice of bodhicitta, awakening mind. And the awakening mind, the cultivation of awakening mind, is really the main practice, the main element of the path. And all the other practices, such as the six perfections and also including the Vajrayana practices, can be seen as precepts of taking the bodhicitta, precepts of generating the awakening mind. And particularly the Vajrayana practices can be seen as an extension and elaboration on a refined development of especially the last two perfections, the perfection of meditation and perfection of wisdom.
Oh yeah. That's it, no? Nyala, that day, number two, we were down in two or three months there. That was in Peshuji. Jenny, that day, number two, we were going to use some shit. And down the thing, he done that Jinju. Ruru Yasala Soba, Tommy Guji Yasala Soba. And down the thing, Pil Kanjing Jongi, Jita. Tambangada Gavri, Tabachita Gavri, or Tadagan Negogi, that Sanju Samba, one of the Nazigita, Tendu Tenjin Zangi, Gesho, Samba Samutu, someone of you, Samba Che, Che, any Yala, or the Yala Timber, don't work him into Neman Motu Cheni, and Mibucha.
Now for this ceremony of generating the awakening mind, first of all, you should imagine in the space where the image of the Buddha, standing Buddha is, Buddha in a standing posture, you should imagine that there is the Buddha in real life, a living Buddha there, and imagine that the Buddha is surrounded by all the great masters of India, such as Nagarjuna and so on, the great bodhisattvas, and also the great bodhisattva masters of Tibet, of both the old translation phase and the new translation phase, all the great bodhisattva masters who have made tremendous contribution to the well-being of sentient beings. So imagine that the Buddha is surrounded by these great masters. And then based on that visualization, we will engage in the practice of the seven limbs, for which we will not do a specific recitation, but I'll explain the seven limbs one by one.
Now, Tomar, Chasera Yala. Chasera Yu, Tadagi, Kusuntugi, Yenden Tembetone. Any Dunny Jang, Taibe, Simjanam de Chedo, any Tadag Kusuntugi, Yenden Nanjinji, Tagi Yamondo Cha, Sambetone, any Chasera.
So the first limb.
La Tamujar. And he can be ye taunts of Mundu Tabaro, Mundu Tauro Yao, Jesse, and this Chavi.
So the first of the seven limbs is prostration. So for this, you should imagine, reaffirm your visualization of the Buddha surrounded by all the great bodhisattva masters and so on, and then contemplate their great enlightened qualities of the body, speech, and mind, and then cultivate from the depth of your heart a deep admiration and reverence to these objects of refuge and veneration, and also from the depth of your heart cultivate an admiration that also aspires to attain their qualities of body, speech, and mind for yourself. And with that kind of deep sense of admiration and reverence, then place your two palms together, folded, imagine making prostration.
That is Shabha. Shabha is not a good thing. It 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 is ngaranzu lügi kwane, pina tazarante, taba kadin chenge, kusung togo yandar chabay tane lügi dursta, dübe namju durs chedaya da di lügi kiawashi dhubyungu yare. Ta di sende lügi kwane sakbe kiawa. En tamo tobe wongbe, chi kusung togo yandar chabay, chi chik, ta ta, chi tindegi, ene ngage kiawa. Ya, chi sungaanra chambay, 就是这个阿个叫啊，闲了呀，谈到呗，吃，但闲呗，他在这里边呢，阿个叫啊，但大概呢，星期一一个呢，哎，那是个台吧，宁夕，哎，是个常住生，嗯，东尼个岛啊，在这路上当呢，本来头一个路嘛，他头在卡萨马去，在下头接别克多了，这个一路躺下路见呢，哎，什么呀，阿些地呀了，地呀了，真的是切土那山的，这个是个到落块的一地。
So the second limb is the making of offering. So here, having imagined the object of refuge in front of you, in whose presence you have bowed and made prostrations, you should then mentally offer everything, you know, things that belong to you and also things that are, that do not belong to anyone, sort of the common environment. All of these you mentally offer to these great objects of refuge. And then more importantly, you should offer all the virtues that you have accumulated and all your realizations and spiritual practices. For example, right now, after having reflected upon the qualities of the body, speech, and mind of the Buddha and the great Bodhisattvas, we have cultivated a deep sense of veneration, and out of that we have paid homage to the Buddha by bowing down with palms folded. That in itself is a virtuous activity performed through your body. Similarly, you know, verbally, by reciting verses that praise the enlightened qualities of the body, speech, and mind of the Buddha, these verbal actions constitute virtuous actions. Similarly, if even the utterance of a single word or a word out of a motivation to be of benefit to someone, even those utterances constitute virtuous activity. And so all of these activities you should offer to the Buddha, and on the mental level, contemplations on the cultivation of deep reverence to the Buddha, and cultivation of a sense of deep conviction in the truth of the Dharma, and also cultivation of a deep sense of admiration to the Buddha and the three jewels, and also generation of a great compassion, and also cultivation of some understanding of the view of emptiness, you know, on the basis of what we have been discussing over the last 2 days. When you were listening to the lectures and explanation of the various aspects of the Buddhist path, you know, every now and then, as a result of your understanding, you may develop a sense of admiration to these teachings and the great veracity of these teachings and so on. Even these admirations are mental acts of virtue. So you should make offerings of all of these, and this is the most important offering, and these offerings are referred to as the true offerings of practice, a spiritual practice. And the third limb is confession and purification, or disclosure and declaration and purification. And here, one should reflect upon all the negative activities that one may have engaged in, all of which are the causes and conditions for the suffering that we all do not desire. So by reflecting upon the fact that these destructive and negative actions lead to, give rise to suffering, one should develop a deep sense of recognition of their destructive nature, and with that develop a sense of resolution that from now on, a sense of resolve that from now on I shall never indulge in these negative acts. And with that thought, you should declare them and purify them.
Tene rangi kyawala jesu yirawa, shenji kyawala jesu yirawa. Dagana shenji kyawala jesu yirawa nala ya, sanje yi zabala jesu yirawa. Dagana shenji pembapo lutu yapsa yi zabala jesu yirawa. Tomi kuchi yi zabala jesu yirawa. Ani kanchengi chongi, sake kanyi risu machebe kyabada dhubi wunju, jesha namga zabana batabala jesu yirawa.
And then the next limb is rejoicing. So here one needs to rejoice in one's own spiritual and virtuous activity that one has engaged in, and also rejoice in the virtues and the spiritual activity of others. And here with relation to others, you should rejoice and cultivate a deep sense of admiration for the great enlightened deeds of the Buddha, and also masters like Nagarjuna and his immediate disciples, Indian masters like Asanga and his immediate disciples, and also all the great masters of the Tibetan Buddhist traditions of all four major schools of Tibetan Buddhism, cultivate a deep sense of rejoicing and the admiration in the enlightened deeds of all of these great masters. And then next limb is by focusing upon the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas who are in front of you, you make supplication to this assembly to turn the wheel of Dharma. So it is in this context you need to learn the tune of the mandala offering that was done before. And the tune needs to be sung in a slightly quivering voice as we witness. And the next limb is making a plea to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas not to enter into Nirvana.
Oh yeah. That is the Yana Dimasatri. Sik Chega Yamar, Sik Jidili Chayamar, Tema Chayamar, that's some of it.
So these are the main content of the practices of the seven limbs. There is no need to explicitly recite any prayers for that practice.
So
the most important thing is now to do the contemplation. And here, first of all, it is important to reflect upon, on a very deep level, the fundamental equality of self and others. This meditation on or contemplation on the fundamental equality of self and others needs to be understood on the fundamental level, where just as oneself wishes to achieve happiness and overcome suffering, so too do all sentient beings desire to seek happiness and wishes to overcome suffering. Similarly, just as in one's own case, one's essential nature of mind is pure, and one's suffering and particularly the afflictions are in principle removable, in the same manner, all sentient beings possess the nature which allows them to, at least in principle, to be able to remove the suffering and their causes. Similarly, just as oneself has the potential for the attainment of omniscient mind of the Buddha, so too, equally, all sentient beings possess that equal potential of being able to attain omniscient mind of the Buddhahood. So from all of these angles, if we reflect deeply, we will recognize the fundamental equality of self and others. Then the question is, what is the difference when it comes to the well-being of self and others? So the difference only really lies in number, because when we speak about the well-being of oneself, we're talking only about the well-being of a single individual. Whereas when we speak about the welfare and the well-being of others, we're talking about infinite numbers of sentient beings. So that although on the fundamental level there is the equality between self and others, the difference really lies in the number of self and others.
Then, Shinshu-ne Suwa-na-shingi, ene, jikten dewa chinyeba, tegu shendun dole-shun. Jikten dunghe chinyeba, tegu rangdun dole-shun, senim, Suwa-na-shingi. Ene, jikten ke kamgi, chayda yunji, dele, jiki yidongwa, pusung-sobwa, tamshalo, shendun dole-le, yungu-yari, shen-jin-zil-dene yungu-yari. Ene, jikten ke kamgi, jiki da, Tamishiba, Pigachi, Hasuri, Kuba Tada, Tagan Singapen Yaran, Tajo, she was chargeable of Tundeva, Disinjalo, any Ranjavan Zimbe, Kada, Nimi Chadi, the name in the Sane, Jinzini, Gendo Yendendi, Yao, Shishem, Sanusta, Dodduna, any Chibaranga Tajo, Tubashin, Digin, Chabar, so on the Singi.
So, having recognized the fundamental equality of self and others, and also having realized that the difference lies in the number of beings involved, one develops a strong wish to relieve other sentient beings from their suffering. And then here next, it is important to reflect upon what is stated in Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, Bodhicharya Avatara, where Shantideva makes the following statement, that all the problems and the adversities that we see in the world are in the final analysis consequences of self-centeredness, and all the joys and the happiness and prosperity that we see in the world are in the final analysis consequences or effects of the thought cherishing others. So by reflecting upon these statements, one needs to reflect deeply upon the shortcomings and disadvantages and the drawbacks of the thought that cherishes one's own well-being alone, and what are the benefits and the virtues of cultivating the thought that cherishes the well-being of other sentient beings. And then when you do that, then you will appreciate what Shantideva sums up in the same text in the following, where Shantideva says that what more is need to be said. Simply compare the fate of the childish whose concern is only with one's own self-interest and that of the Buddha, the fully enlightened one, a fully enlightened one whose concern is for the well-being of other sentient beings. So, as Shantideva points out, that if we simply compare where we are as ordinary beings and the fully enlightened Buddhas, the difference between us is really the indication or the result of the difference between cherishing self-centeredness and cherishing the well-being of other sentient beings. So, and you know, our own situation of remaining continuously in the unenlightened state is really the function and the consequence of still perpetually being caught in this continuation of self-centeredness. Whereas the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, they have reversed that process, and in the place of cherishing one's own self-interest, they have replace that with the cherishing the welfare of other sentient beings. And it is because of that reversal in the process, the Bodhisattvas have already embarked upon a path that would lead to enlightenment, and the fully awakened ones have already attained full enlightenment. So by reflecting along these lines, one should really compare the pros and cons of these two thoughts. One cherishing one's own interest alone and well-being, and the thought that cherishes the well-being of other sentient beings, and then arrive at a conclusion where one recognizes the disadvantages of self-centeredness and appreciates the value and the benefits of other-centeredness, the thought that cherishes others and others' welfare.
Oh yeah. That then. 대단하. 다 통화해봤네. 런이 풍 주행기. 란집은 집에 진진다. 나도 집에 댄진이부터 잘 때네. 다 되나? 다하기. 뒤 타네. 소원식이. 다? 난게 다오디. 멋있어봐. 인도잖아. 다 다오디라. 다오디니부터 답안 믿어와. 다 돈이다가. 등진이니부터 돈이다가 다와다. 란진진이니부터야. 타고 신집에 전주 없으면 이부터라 다 냠냠 그 틀도 숨네. 아다 이제 라신 같은 게 탈신 것이 차 삼바시 고시 좋아.
So having you know thought through along these lines, we should then reach the conclusion where we make a strong resolve that from now on I shall not allow myself to be enslaved by the two powerful negative forces, these being the grasping at inherent and true existence of all phenomena, and the cherishing of my own self-centered interests. And so these two graspings, the grasping at the self-existence of oneself, and the grasping at one's own self-interest, the cherishing, the thought that cherishes one's own interest, these are the two twin kind of forces which have up till now, really enslaved us. Now you make a resolve, and it is these two thoughts, these two forces that have really been responsible for all the adversities and all the problems that we have constantly undergone. So by making the resolve that from now on, I shall not allow myself to be enslaved by this, and now today, I have truly recognized who is my true enemy. And having recognized this true enemy, you should make the resolve that from now on, I shall never endorse them. I shall never reinforce them. And instead, I will counter them and I will combat them with the corresponding antidotes, which are the generation of the awakening mind, which counters the self-cherishing thoughts. And I shall cultivate the wisdom realizing emptiness, which counters the grasping at true existence. And with these two practices, I shall aim to attain enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. So you should really make a strong resolve.
Dene, Chisinaga never said, I shall go to the chair. Other day, Tanwa Sasum, or Lashan, Divri. That Dikadulia, kuzhu shanju kusim kumya, kiamru da kuzhu shanju kusim kumya, tsidi dina sayo shayo hari. Ta dami be taya kwa di, asa shishun, dakwa dani kyoshu chi saya, da di tsidu tuan yundu kasa laba nashin che, ene da di nangla nashin meba ji loriya shala che che. Da gana shi kaanla kyoshun drewe yu, te chuan ne, kaanla kyoshun drewe yu, sanje kuzhu da gindu kuzhu nivu di kasa harwa da, te ya, da tu zani nyamu, jikbar wa da, ngad jikbar wa. Wada, kasuri bagi, kanla, kasuri bana, keshi kansa di, mena, di yugi, keshi, dogwe, gwalam di be chedi, shafiam duwa. Rwa, jazakata, kanda ini, da di, mingi dasam resha, kyosun jose, yu chosun di, dasam resha. Ani, donam tendu sag, rodi di, Not a chip with Shadigo, Casa Shadio, the tea doesn't do what. They are lolly a shark, said, this and in Tata Shadori.
So the actual ceremony of generating the awakening mind will be constituted by repeating three times the three stanzas. I hope everybody has a sheet. And the first two stanzas deal with going for refuge in the three jewels and also generation of the awakening mind. And then the final stanza deals with the affirmation of that act. And in these lines, the practice of the actual generate the bodhicitta is very explicit, and going for refuge is also very explicit. What is not explicit is the practice of meditation on emptiness. So this needs to be complemented by reflecting upon the nature of self. So for example, when we read the line, I shall always go for refuge, this reference to the term I, when you do that, you should be aware of the emptiness of one's own self. Similarly, when you go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, so just as the person who is going for refuge is devoid of intrinsic existence, similarly, the object of your refuge, the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, too are devoid of intrinsic existence. Because Buddha is a being, and also Sangha is a being. And if the beings themselves are devoid of inherent existence, then the Dharma, which is the realization and the quality of this being, too will be devoid of intrinsic existence. So, when you go for refuge in the three jewels, when you state yourself by saying, I shall always go for refuge, you should be aware of the emptiness of one's own self and also emptiness of the object of refuge, which is the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. And if you are able to do that, then this act of generating the awakening mind will be
complete.
And similarly, for whose benefit you are generating the mind of awakening, these sentient beings too are devoid of inherent existence. So once you have that kind of awareness and recognition when you do the recitation, then this act will also contain the meditation on emptiness as well. So in that sense, this practice will contain both the bodhicitta practice, which is the generating the awakening mind, and also cultivating the insight into emptiness, which is the wisdom aspect of the path. So we will recite these together three times. With the wish to free all beings, I shall always go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha until the attainment of full enlightenment. Enthused by wisdom and compassion, today in the Buddha's presence, I generate the mind for enlightenment, for the benefit of all beings. As long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain and dispel the misery. With a wish to free all beings, I shall always go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha until the attainment of full enlightenment. Enthused by wisdom and compassion, today in the Buddha's presence, I generate the mind for enlightenment, for the benefit of all beings. As long as sentient space remains, as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain and dispel the miseries of the world. With the wish to free all beings, I shall always go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha until the attainment of full enlightenment. Enthused by wisdom and compassion, today in the Buddha's presence, I generate the mind for enlightenment, for the benefit of all beings. As long as space remains, as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain and dispel the miseries of the world.
Oh, yeah, that again, Simji, that Dushushana, that the Dibri. So that, Tujundene, and that the Sholoko Sumri, Unuri, and Yang Yang Law. And the Law Dra Chungsuna, Yang Yang, the temperature, Samdang, Yawyore.
So this is a very brief ceremony of generating the awakening mind. And since the text is quite short, because there are only three stanzas, so if possible, you should read them on a daily basis, regular basis, and eventually so that you will be able to memorize them. And once you are able to do that, if you can reflect upon them on a daily basis, it will be very beneficial. So we will now return to the text. We're on page 37 of the English translation.
Shabba, the Trumne, Telan Juba, Kochirazo Shabba, Sadati Mare, Telan Juba, Kochirazo Shabba, Telan Juba, Kochirazo Shabba, Lang, Topa Shita, Seni Sumda, Yala Shita, Kingo, Juba, Rimba, De, Chushi Shabba, Le, Tatabu, Topanabashi, sir. Toba, Chimbu, Tu, Teni, Toba number, She, Lamji, Yi, Chete, Toba number, Shini, Dushikbane, Dushikbur Toba, Yinjusu, Yutoba, Chinjilaji, Toba, Musumur Toba, O, Tala, Dushikbur Toba, Ni, Chertam, Tan, Tabar, Maki, Soso, Maimbata, Kuzu, Dumet, Seni, Tu, Soso. Maimba, Majiba, Ni, Sundar, Kuman, Nasos, Nansen, Chawache, Nibata, Kuman, Ni, Mo, Mete, Majibe, Kuzo, Tan, Tambar, Yer, Mebe, Dushibur, Toba, O, Sir. Dandi, the Ju, Ju, Sawan, Yunangi, Takata, Tavan, Sashagi, Tuchi, Bada, Yunju, Chinjil, the Musumba, Sidati, Sir Dandi, the Tanda, the Pesita, Jugsik, Penasan, the Jugsik, Nashiri, Koda, Pena, Jugsik, Doshi, Tigan, Chig, the Shaka, Yunjan, the Shaka, Mandalay, Yorba, Sada, the Jujiba, the Yunju, Chinjil, the Musumba, Sidati, Peshi, Dedamangu, Yonchore.
So next, having briefly explained what the three modes are, the mode of generation, mode of completion, and the mode of great completion. Now from this point onwards, the text explains the way in which one engages into these three different modes. And these are, and this section is again divided into different sections. So the text reads, this is on page 37, a conviction in this mode of great completion or great perfection arises by means of four understandings. One, understanding the oneness of cause. Two, understanding through the mode of syllables. Three, understanding through the blessings. And four, direct understanding. Understanding the oneness of cause refers to this. Since all phenomena are on the ultimate level unborn, they are not different from each other. They are not different in sharing the characteristics of illusions on the conventional level. What is unborn itself appears as diverse illusory forms, just like reflections of moon and water. And since illusion is devoid of intrinsic nature and is unborn, and since the ultimate and the conventional are indistinguishable, one understands the oneness of cause. So this is an important, and this alludes to an important passage in the Guhyagarbha Tantra, which is the most important, which is one of the most important passages in the Guhyagarbha Tantra that presents the philosophical viewpoint of this particular text. And just as in the case of when interpreting or when reading Vajrayana texts such as the Guhyasamaja Tantra, in which case reading of a single passage or a single statement or sentence can have many different levels of meaning. For example, one speaks of four modes of meaning, the literal meaning, the general meaning, and the hidden meaning, and the ultimate or the definitive meaning. So even with relation to a single sentence or a single word in the Vajrayana text of the highest yoga class, one can read the same statement at many different levels. So this also applies to this particular context here as well.
Yeah. So that the jungle lord is high again. The driven area. Tala, juji go top on knees. Church from the turn to our magic, sheba, dilla. Tashi, pena, a clever taget, chawa, sayagi, the little ton of magic was said, dimmer check. That to give condushiba the chenny, that, Eugene Vessel Combustion. Eugene Vessel Combustion, that, Tandam Demben Josu Tumu Maimba Versage sent Tekonani to Shubala, Sour Shaves, Dia, Tim or Shishakaya Minibetano, Sadi, Da Casore Tekonani, Ranshindu Yeve, any new se Tini, want to give a negola, any Tony Musum to talk about the Yunajangi. Any driven or kind of average. So, did you indu, certain your turn to more magiba, said Tisha. So, what did you indu, tame or shisha kind of mini returnal? Teach Ribe Yishi, true Tamjata, so so maimba, say I, two station.
So, in commenting on this particular section of the text in Kongtrul's commentary, when referring to the oneness of cause here, and particularly to the statement where we read that all phenomena are on the ultimate level unborn, they are not different from each other, Kongtrul specifically points out that this non-differentiation of phenomena should not be understood in terms of the merely in terms of the sutra presentation of emptiness, where, for example, one speaks of how all phenomena are devoid of the free of the eight extremes, such as going, coming, oneness and multiplicity and so on. But that's not the meaning. The meaning of the freedom from conceptual elaboration here must be understood as explained before from the point of view of the innate mind of clear light. So the point Kong Tul is making is that in the yogi in whose mind the wisdom of clear light has become directly manifest, in that yogi's mind there is no dualistic perception of any kind. So from that point of view, such characteristics as going and coming, oneness and separateness and so on, none of these conventional characteristics can be said to exist. And while the wisdom of clear light is manifest in that individual, none of these dualistic perceptions of any kind will appear to that individual's individual. So it is from that point of view one should understand the reference that all phenomena are on the ultimate level unborn, and from that point of view they're also not different from each other. There is no differentiation of what you know of any kind.
Tadi che tham je tan tham bar ma je be so so wa ma yin ba sa tan di gi dor du na tan ju we se gi shi she me.
So in brief, this is a reference to the ultimate meaning clear light.
Tadi ne kunzo gyume tenyi sidaya ge kunzo di kunzo di ta do di na li ya kunzo langs kunzo lang kwang gen de chang be kyantam ju su gi ye we me su bo ge shi ye ba le di ni e se we ye shi la kyantam ji de nye ba te yin de chang ba yin be ye shi de nang sham te yin rang dang sam te yin ning bu mi shi be lung cha wa le chung we gu yi ta du jik la cha de yi si.
Then the next sentence where we read they are not different in sharing the characteristics of illusions on the conventional level. So here too Kong Til points out that when we use the term conventional and the ultimate in different contexts, there is always this conventional and ultimate that corresponds to it. But here, since the ultimate truth was understood in terms of the wisdom of clear light, then the conventional truth here must also be understood in correspondence to that. So the conventional truth here refers to the resonance, the expression, the self-expression of that innate mind of clear light. And the self-expression of that clear light wisdom is really the illusory body. So the conventional truth here refers to the illusory body, which is the self-resonance or expression of the wisdom of clear light.
No, that the tongzhou, that tandem we say, nangzhou, kunzhou julu, that the nam devu sanje ge sai, kada kutu ni dhuya ge, that rinje julu chayong yin bari.
So these two dimensions, the clear light, the ultimate clear light, which is the dimension of the emptiness, and the illusory body, which is the dimension of the appearance. So these two effectively becomes the substantial cause, the primary cause for the attainment of the enlightened body and mind.
That is the same thing.
So So then in the commentary, Khonsa Rinpoche goes on to explain what is meant by oneness of experience and oneness of taste. And here he refers to two levels of union. In one context, the union is the union of the objective emptiness and the subjective clear light, which is understood in terms of the union of bliss and emptiness. And here, as explained before, the subjective clear light refers to the ultimate clear light, the wisdom of clear light. And from the perspective of that wisdom of clear light, one can understand all phenomena to be of a single taste. For example, so far as the individual person's experience of various levels of mental states are concerned, and even all the subjective experiences, including the grosser levels of consciousness, they are, as explained before, kind of manifestations arising out of that clear light state of mind. And so the analogy is given, and because of that, each and every state of one's mind, consciousness, is permeated by the essential quality of or consciousness, which is the clear light. So the analogy given here is, just as every part of a sesame seed is permeated by the oil that is contained in the sesame seed, in the same manner, all the levels of one's consciousness, including the grosser levels of consciousness, they are also permeated by the nature of clear light. Another analogy that is given is the relationship between ice and water. When you perceive ice, there is definitely a solidity in the actual structure of the ice. But regardless of how solid ice may seem, it never deviates, never loses its essential nature of being water. The water is contained in the ice. In the same manner, all spectrum of consciousness is permeated by its essential nature, which is clear light. And since this is the case, then of course the objects, the field of experience of one's consciousness, all of these are in a sense manifestations and play of this innate mind of clear light, as explained before. So from that point of view, there is a kind of a oneness of taste in the entirety of phenomena. And so this is one, and when the ultimate wisdom of clear light is experienced, then it is of course conjoined with the object emptiness, and there is a union of bliss and emptiness. So this is one level of union. And however, Khunthu Rinpoche points to another level of union, where the union is where the bliss and emptiness is taken as one of the pairs, one of the units of the union, and the other unit is the illusory body that we spoke about just now. So the union of this clear light, wisdom, and the illusory body represents the higher form of union, where effectively the two truths of the ultimate truth and the conventional truth have become integrated and united. And so this is a unique form of union that is explained. And because of this, in the text we read, what is unborn itself appears as diverse illusory forms, just like the reflections of moon and water. And since illusion is devoid of intrinsic nature and it's unborn, and since the ultimate and the conventional are indistinguishable, this is referring to the union of illusory body and clear light, one understands the oneness of cause. So the oneness of cause here, Khunthu Rinpoche understands the commentary in terms of the union of the illusory body and the clear light wisdom.
Yeah. That the kasa gyujik badang sa chose da yingzhu su shi da di phaje da sungzhu ge sengsu roje ge de sungge ye sare da di yingzhu su ge to ba ni shi che tam je ma ge ba ne a de sungge shen xin ma ge ba ni gyu mo nang xin cha wa chen ju ba ni o de gui shen xin 当上帝的缺给前面人呢是不是让谁是有的心都缺给龙心你给龙的给你顾得吐出下的呢哎你是不是对吧对你的对吧主心那给顾松吐松弱鸡吧是吧他这里面引对安的地还是引是的缺出去马鸡把你 아디 숨으신 신. 다 마지막 수전에 전주의 세기 이시 이시기 십지잖아. 이시기 셴벨룽기 차지기 지시베 숨기. 다 가져다 가서 숨을 줄네. 지전에 아디 숨으신 신. 너나 로베 숨주 대 나스체. 마지막이 규모는 낭신 시주 마지막 전주의 세기 이시 디니 룸 아니 룸 군수 줄 수그 남발 샤데바 규모는 낭신 자와 전유가니 어디 구이상신 대들 또베 리버 규메 이시 토요 매바니 온디 투지런 신도 또보고 데네르베다 룸이 샴바 젠지 시다 샴바 젠스데미도 룸다 더니 집을 룸답에 가소래 모지도 여댕에게 아니 외세디 툭세 다와 대다 줄류의 성숨디 로지버레스 그러나 너타고 전세나리야 맞아 저 너타고 순순자대 대지디 대 키율류 상대의 저주기 책
So in the next passage we read, having explained the oneness of cause, the meaning of oneness of cause, next is the explanation of the understanding through the mode of syllables. And this section really deals with the oneness of the taste of the body, speech, and mind of the yogi who has attained the union. So we read in the text here, understanding through the mode of syllables is as follows. The unborn nature of all phenomena is A, which is the nature of enlightened speech. That the unborn nature itself appearing as causally efficacious illusion is O, which is the nature of enlightened body. And that the awareness that cognizes this, the illusory wisdom devoid of center and peripheries, is Om, which is the nature of enlightened mind. So what this refers to is, for example, in the terminology of Grihasamaja Tantra, we speak of the innate qualities of prana energies and subtle levels of consciousness. And these subtle levels of consciousness are indivisible from their mediums, which is the prana energies or the prana winds. So just as even on the level of experience, level of existence, these subtle levels of consciousness are indivisible from their medium, which is the energy, the prana winds. So, and the body, speech, and mind really are functions of the interaction between the subtle prana winds and the subtle consciousness. So, and the whole, in fact, there are explicit statements in the Grihasamaja Tantra, which Kuntu cites in his commentary here, where he cites from Chandrakirti's commentary on the root tantra of Grihasamaja, and his commentary is entitled Dwensel, or The Bright Lamp, in which by commenting on a particular passage or a line from the root tantra, Chandrakirti explicitly explains that for the yogi who has gained union, the body, speech, and mind have fused into a single taste. So here we read that so from this the fundamental kind of this unit of subtle prana energy, prana wind, and the subtle consciousness, one part of that prana wind represents the enlightened speech. And the prana wind in its entirety, which culminates and arises at the illusory body, represents the enlightened body. And then the awareness of the yogi that realizes this, that has cognizance of this, represents the enlightened mind. And these three have fused into a single taste in the yogi who has gained the union. So therefore we read, the reference to the three letters, Om, and O, and A in the text here, corresponding to the body, speech, and mind. So the next is understanding through the blessings. So here we read in the text the following. Understanding through blessings refers to the understanding that just as, for example, the power to change a white sheet of cloth into a red sheet lies in the dyer, the power to transform all phenomena into enlightened Buddhas is obtained through understanding the oneness of cause and understanding the mode of the syllables. So what is being explained here is the possibility of the transformation which is embedded in the nature of the phenomena themselves. And for example, in the context of sutra system, one speaks of natural nirvana, which refers to the emptiness. And because all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence, because of this, their ultimate nature is emptiness. It is this natural nirvana that allows the possibility for eventual removal or dispelling of the ignorance that grasps onto things as truly existent or substantially real. Whereas if the belief in a substantial reality is veridical, if they reflect reality, if they are true, then, and that would imply that all phenomena are truly substantially real, in which case it will preclude any possibility or any potential for transformation and change. Because all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence, their ultimate nature is empty, it is this emptiness that allows the possibility of transformation and enlightenment. In the same manner, here in the context of Highest Yoga Tantra, when we understand that all phenomena of cyclic existence are in some sense effulgence or manifestations arising from the fundamental innate mind of clear light, you know, they are kind of grosser levels of manifestation. This then implies all these factors of samsara, the unenlightened existence, they are really advantages. And since the essential nature of mind is clear light, which is free of any defilements and obscurations, this then allows the possibility for all of these advantageous factors of samsara to be removable in principle. And because of this, it also allows the possibility to have to apply powerful antidotes against the defilements, so that these could be eventually removed. So therefore, in the text here, there's a reference to blessing and transformation through blessing. And the Tibetan word for blessing is chinlab, which has a connotation of something being changed as a result of a power of some kind of brilliance or majesty. So blessing here connotes a transformation. So because the essential nature of mind is pure, it allows the possibility of a transformation. So we can relate this to the same analogy that we used earlier about the relationship between ice and solid ice and water that is contained in it. You know, when you look at a piece of a block of ice, it's as hard as a rock, a piece of rock. But because, you know, despite the solidity of that piece of ice, that block of ice, it retains its quality, its nature of water. And because of that nature, that there is the possibility that you can melt it and get the water from the ice. Whereas if that block of ice has no quality of water contained within it, if the nature of ice is not water, then there wouldn't be the possibility of getting water from it. So in the same manner, since all the various levels of gross afflictions and conceptual thought processes and so on arise, all of these impure and contaminated states of mind arise from the innate mind of clear light, there is the possibility that they can eventually dissolve into the innate mind of clear light as well.
That? 진리라도 무슨 바시다디 무슨 바로 떠봤니 최탐제 얘네 상제버 내버 태양 룽더 맹아던 개와야 메인라스 다 귤룽 맹아 당 민거와 다 귤룽 맹아네 땡여대 봐 치더 땜번 듯이 태어난 내지 되는 지 되다 지금 다 지심버에 숨겨서래 룽더 맹아 그 세상으로 떼봐야 메인 봐라 랑기 리그베 로이 띵도 이십에 무슨도 떠봐 오스 다 랑기 냠손 나나 에니 냠뉴지기 됩시 에스 에 람지 이체바니 또번나바 시트 리그니 말 또번나바 시트 리그니 나저베 람데 대야 두두베 데분주메 틀어 떼봤다고 뭐인지 랑게 무슨도 또시 이체바 오스
Then the next is the fourth understanding, that is the direct understanding. And in this section we read from the text. Direct understanding, this is on page 38. Direct understanding is understanding that the abiding of all phenomena, primordially as fully enlightened, is not contrary to the intention of the scriptures and the quintessential instructions, and that it does not depend upon the words of the scriptures and quintessential instructions alone. This is understood directly as one has gained conviction from the depth of one's mind by means of one's own intellect. So this particular passage points to the possibility of gaining direct experience of of this truth. And then we read, gaining conviction through the path refers to the comprehension of the meaning of the four understandings, which is the path of a yogi. And we read, however, this is not like the practice in which cause depends upon a temporal process for its effect to arise. Rather, one comprehends it directly by oneself with faith.
That day, 장고로도 다 다 베이시 텔레야 양차라 니첸 패지 능숭 그 제일 샤야 그 베이시 즉 능숭 다다다 능숭 참모 능숭 참모가네 세종으로다 러신제 주군도 참모가네 샤야 그 베이시 즉 현재에서 양수능주에도 람 투부시도 송어잖아 미리고 신도 전부 돼 어디 송자 단지 간다 가서 주식 바탕 써야 되기 송주시에 대니 송주시에 봐 인류 수시 돼야 되기 송주 성송 로지부시에 대네 진길라 봐 써야 되기 아니 대 똑바로 림지다 마다벌 틈을 장리 지 다야 유대로 터주시에 봐 대네들에 대한 냠뇽 말한즈
So in Kongtul's commentary in this particular section, he explains that when referring to the direct understanding in this context, this should not be confined to understanding the ultimate wisdom of clear light alone. There can be many different levels of direct experience. And this is very similar to the ideas found in, for example, Lamde cycle of teachings, where there is a reference to ultimate wisdom and the metaphorical wisdom, and also with relation to the metaphorical wisdom in the Lamde cycle of teachings, there is also a recognition of subtle and grosser levels and so on. And for example, there will be a wisdom that metaphoric or example or metaphoric wisdom that arises in following the dissolution of all the subtle levels of the three subtle states of consciousness, the appearance, the red increase, and the near attainment. And there can also be grosser levels of metaphorical wisdom where the wisdom arises in the aftermath of the dissolution of the grosser levels of the 80 conceptions and so on. So the point is that when we speak of direct experience in this context, one should not confine that to refer only to the ultimate wisdom of clear light. There can be many different levels of direct experience. So, and also these such kind of direct experiences can also be affected in some cases on the basis of an experienced master and giving an instruction to a ripened disciple who, on the basis of the instruction, can bring about the experience of direct understanding as well. So the direct understanding has connotation on many different levels. So then Gongtu Rinpoche in his commentary summarizes this whole section of the four understandings and explains that the first understanding, which is the oneness of the cause, really explains the nature of the union of the two truths. And then the second understanding, which is the understanding of the mode of syllables, really explains the oneness, the fusion of the body, speech, and mind of the person who has attained union. And then the third understanding, that is understanding through the blessings, explains the process by which the impure aspects of one's existence are purified. And then the fourth understanding explains the possibility of gaining a direct experience or understanding of that process.
That is la tela seni sumgi tuan tar chibur gyurde tokwa naba shi tsu zhigun shibe seni do ta tuasam gongsungi toma tujungu gawaze tene sumjungi ngebanyi tene gumjungi rinrinbe komyundu zane ta kwa sana wa sabdu lo deya nyamnyung sabdu lo deya sumgu yosari zhigun shibe seni do yana yangdo kompari cheba ni zhigbe seni do kombe 2. 모두 주변에 대비 생이도 생이 숨지 대화다 꼬바다 꼬배야 꼬바 땐데 대란 대화니 꾸는 유모바다 나버지에 주소 딱 왔던지 얘는 구순 두지 더니 人心지 상계배 인당 친절로 또 보니 친절로 변 또 보니 유시배 생이디 대니 라나메배 상계숨 두배 규인배 전둔 대화오 그분이 군인 용무보다 나버지에 최다 맹아도 주증하러 쏘고 딱 왔다 이제 얘네 상황집에 냐바친 보러 랑도 매버 최번이 죽을 생이도 되는 나는 왜 상지순 주비 주의 비실 거봐오 그분이 그분이 군인 용무보다 나버지에 최다 맹다 주지 나라 쏘고 최바도 딱 왔다 이제 얘네 상황집에 냐바친 병가도 랑도 매버 흔지 주비 실 시베 코와니 예 시베 코와니 얘네 나는 왜 상지에 런신 냥하는 데베 생이도 수기 두 번이면 데뷔 생이 돼. 우승도 미세바 제기 걸로 우승도 주변에 꽤배야 꽤바 오. 소원데. 마음이 있으시 쉬었습니다. 봐. 다 주주입니다. 아니. 가사 드리다. 주선이. 미개인지 사사 와서.
So in the next section, the text deals with what are referred to as the three characteristic marks. And basically, this particular section explains the process by which one's understanding, you know, goes through a process of deepening, progressively deepening from the stage of in understanding derived through study on to understanding derived through reflection, and then culminating in understanding derived through meditation. So which is the standard process by which one's understanding gets deepened. So the text reads, it is by means of understanding the three characteristics marks, successful realization of the goal will take place. The comprehension of the four modes of understanding is the characteristic mark of knowledge. So this refers to the understanding derived through study and learning. Constant cultivation of familiarity is the characteristic mark of engagement. So this refers to the understanding derived through contemplation and reflection. And its actualization due to the force of habituation is the defining characteristic of the result. So this refers to the understanding derived through meditation practice, meditative practice. And then the text goes on to explain these three characteristics marks also present the correlations, which is the interrelationships of the various elements, the purpose and the ultimate purpose. As for the correlations, it refers to relating the characteristic marks of the knowledge of the cause, that is the understanding of all phenomena labeled as afflicted or enlightened as being right from the beginning, embodiments of enlightened body, speech and mind, and as the expense of natural Buddhahood, which is the meaning of blessing. So the correlation refers to relating the characteristics marks of the knowledge of the cause to being the cause for achieving the unexcelled enlightenment. As for the purpose, it is the comprehension of all phenomena, those that are imputed as afflicted factors or factors belonging to the enlightened class, as the five medicines, as well as the five nectars and so on, with the great equanimity of primordial Buddhahood, with no evaluative judgments of affirmation and negation. This is the characteristic mark of engagement, and it is the cause of achieving the unexcelled Buddhahood. It is the purpose. The ultimate purpose is as follows. Given that all phenomena that are imputed as distinct realities, such as afflicted factors, as factors of enlightened class, as five medicines, as five nectars, and so on, have spontaneously come into being within the great equanimity of unexcelled Buddhahood, with no judgment of affirmation and negation, the wheel of existence itself has existed right from the beginning as the nature of unexcelled Buddhahood, sharing the characteristics of Nirvana. It is therefore the characteristic mark of the result and the manifest actualization of this wheel of atonement of inexhaustible body, speech and mind, which is the ultimate purpose. So by explaining the three characteristics marks, then the text goes on to explain the interrelationships and also the purpose and the ultimate purpose of these various stages. So His Holiness was saying that he's not going to elaborate on the text itself, partly because we have not much time, and also partly there is an expression that one teaches the text, one comments upon the text like an old man chewing. So you swallow the hard bits and chew the soft bits.
Daddy. 관례적다. 어디 뒤지? 나데 달라. 년바다 년년바다 두번 전부터 흔히 두번 주변 난조로 전부 차오. 나데 년바 하다 년바 아니 년년일주 지다 자로. 나 두번 두신. 나데는 유차게 신. 다 저거 소소소리야. 인류 양아시 자다마다마다마다 영대기도 와. 다 되는 순구여서래. 달라, 년바다, 년에 년바다, 주부천부는 흥기주부교류에 난조로 전바차오. 달라, 년바니, 청수쌤시바 데이스. 다 동이 구매한대. 가사. 당부 동이 청수대에서 한다고. 되는 용도 와. 다 되는샤. 당아 라미기 흥기 동이 구매한 참을러리야, 외색이 냠되니 동이 구매 쌤마 구매하래. 되면은 알람이 제주 생겨 말이야. 그 뒤에 육매에서 과차 제체. 엔 뒤도안에다 돈이 고면하지. 나 정주 년번이 정주 쓰면 쉬어버지. 대양 최담시 옛날 상계의 런신도 써야겠다. 예상계와 세계 공도 쉬어버는 시제. 탐지에다 육매를 봐. 마다고 쉬어지 태가를 빼는 상계를 했으니 상계의 런신스러야 그 태가 과약하고도 와. 다고도서 줄리아 삼단에 그 정신으로다 그 군소의 정신 그 털도도 집에 있는 육매 아니 시발레 샤데버지 샤레 샤데버지 네 이번 인도 예상계 봤어요 되게 공부시면 사실 대한 최선제 옛날 상계의 정신도 남지 두지 년비 죄수 매버 떠보고 세네 그 예상계의 인도 안에 그러나 다 줄라면 지금 들으면 나 용도가 dilo sacha chiyami, shabar shabar chungsemi, yadanyi la yandala yandala nabatris. Mwanda jengi kibli ya, pezi di donga tumungu tungnil maa chaache, kakshet trabali ya chaare yina, kakshet di ngariyo chi saya yao maari, kakshet tongba di chi yang shabar chaya maariz. Chidrinne ba teshindu nilu rikur chayani, nyabar shabar yasana, donga tumungi. Ta, dawata chayani shay. Gyulame kadula, chima lubu wanyi dan, yandana shi nirin shirisa, di tengne maa tenni, shi tsikdi chikuli mudo, ngoto jing sikda gyulame sikshabu chikuli di. Ta di ngata ya tenni shabayi na sasha chawa. Ako nyunghe wese, di tada, shi nigo ku nyunghe wese, te dang, dribu sanji kese, nyunghe wese, tamche kembe ishi nibu di, mi chima da chaya maa chayate, nigo tanda da kya bada yore di, ine sawa, Vesa, 제가 알아 돼요. 예상해 봐서 다 띠인 말이. 최선지 얘는 상계별로 신도 남기 두지. 님이 쳤으면 볼 거고. 얘는 얘 봐도 당연히 할 시에 봐도. 대대비 6명 외에서 되니 신랑 나발을 샷대 봐. 너무라 둘을 샷대 봐. 제가 얘는 얘 봐도 당연히 할 시에 봐도 대야 최선지 얘는 상계별로 신 빼. 당연히 이제 얘는 다 예정 신 인지 다들 오케이 다들 들어봐. 你 么一不到我，如果你用这边的太阳用什么难看用嘞，滚到上我，滚到上我是的。用什么难看用嘞？难看你用什么？四处没人写那些，瞧见这边用，眼睛一不到我。如果什么呢？他的写了不着的，太阳用什么爱写了的，用这看东北人的碰碰啊，三界他们就一，慢慢慢慢，眼睛松个这边着啊的，常住这常住什么住吧？
江浙的居民人心里也能上街的团了居民的居民人就得上居民居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的居民的 shubo, shunin ngadu jiba ni ngudu chenpo toba wo. Teta shunin na sokwa chenpo tari chenpe tenlo. Yigi kolu to shingi sala shunji jiba di, teta di, anda gyujang seyaga ta shun di, kolu to shingi sala shunji jiba di, yigi ta namjin teladun dhubar chebe, ene, lamgi tuzu, tenche, sojini sala, sunji, jubur chebe, tup, yonsoko si tenpa reis. Kibu loze ribgi, yene sangebe tenla, yene sangebe rigne, komba tupdudun rowa yinji, peji shawane mayino. Ta kasa shibu na shiri, jir sangage, ene che, kandeshi nyamne chebe yinaya, dungi dawa mena, nyamne chebe sharakao chabe. 양구 예상 개별 정신 육매외세 아니 가서 우리 그게 정신 용수 답에 용수 답하다 최첨제 대여러 인배 고아야 옷이 마찬가 알람이기 아니 사인내 저 개야 해주 가고 쳐 위하래 어디 늦어 되셔
So next we read from page 39 where there is a discussion of the four branches of the yogic practice. These are referred to as the approximation, the near approximation, and attainment, and the great attainment. And these four branches of yogic practice, they are different branches corresponding to the specific Vajrayana practice, the deity yoga one may be engaging in. So in the text here we read, to achieve this, one must strive for the yoga that brings about spontaneous realization of approximation, near approximation, attainment, and the great attainment. Approximation refers to the knowledge of the awakening mind, and here, in the context here, this refers to the meditation on emptiness in the tantric sense, which is the understanding that it is by means of the path that all phenomena are realized as primordially in the nature of Buddhahood, and that they cannot be altered by means of their counterforces. So, when we speak of meditation on emptiness in the context of highest yoga tantra, it is not adequate simply to have an understanding of emptiness as presented in the sutra text, but one also needs to understand, have an understanding of the nature of clear light, so that the actual meditation is done from the perspective of the clear light, subjective clear light experience. So, therefore, there is a reference to the primordial Buddhahood. The primordial Buddhahood does not imply that from the Vajrayana perspective, everything is primordially Buddha. The point being made here is that everything is, given that everything arises from the innate mind of clear light, which is primordially pure, they have the potential of primordial enlightenment or primordial Buddhahood. So we then read, near approximation refers to the knowledge of oneself as a deity, and here it refers to the illusory body experience, which in turn is the understanding that since all phenomena are primordially the nature of Buddhahood, oneself too is primordially in the nature of the deity, and that this is not something that has been cultivated at present. So earlier there was a reference to the statement that because of their primordial nature of Buddhahood, nothing can be altered by means of their counterforces. So if one understands that from the perspective of the clear light, then given that essential mind of clear light is pure, there is, in a sense, nothing really to remove or nothing really to eliminate in that ultimate sense. And this resonates a passage or a stanza in Maitreya's Uttara Tantra, which also, the exact identical stanza is found also in Maitreya's Abhisamaya Alamkara, Ornament of Clear Realization. And in the Ornament of Clear Realization, there is a stanza which reads that there is nothing here to remove, nor there is nothing from which one needs to remove it, and so on. And in the Ornament of Clear Realization, this absence of anything to be removed is really explained in terms of the emptiness of inherent emptiness of true existence. So from the point of view of emptiness of true existence, there is nothing that needs to be removed, because no phenomena ever possessed any true existent or substantial reality. So in an ultimate sense, there is nothing to be removed or negated. And however, in the Uttara Tantra, Maitreya's text on Sublime Continuum, there he cites exactly the same passage, but explains it in a different way, where he understands all the defilements and afflictions to be adventitious, and the qualities of the enlightened mind are naturally contained within the mind. And he explains this passage along those lines. And particularly in the context of highest yoga tantra, then this passage will have to be understood from the point of view of the essential nature of mind as being clear light and being devoid of any defilements. So from that point of view, there is nothing to be removed or nothing to be eliminated. So then we go on to read from the text that attainment refers to the generation of the mother. And as for the great mother, which here refers to Samandrabhadri, it is within the expanse of space, and space itself appears as the great mother, namely as the four elements of water, fire, and wind. One recognizes these as the mother who is the receptacle of the creation of all phenomena. The great attainment refers to relating of method and wisdom, which is the primordial uniting of the wisdom of the five great consorts with the father of all the Buddhas of the five aggregates, free of aspiration. From this union, the bodhicitta drops appear as emanations whose nature is such that within the truth of primordial Buddhahood, illusions play on illusions. And at this blissful moment of illusory supreme bliss continuum, one achieves spontaneously the truth of signlessness with a non-objectified space into a single stream. The four classes of Mara, which refers to the obstructive forces, are thus subdued and one achieves the final objective. And then in the next passage we read that this is achieved in the following manner with respect to entering the primordially unexcelled mandala, which is the undifferentiated celestial wish-granting mansion, wherein all phenomena are primordially pure. Hearing the scriptures of the method vehicle is the opening of one's eyes. So a process similar to entering a mandala is explained here. Understanding the meaning of the teachings is seeing the mandala, and cultivating its familiarity following its understanding is entering the mandala, while actualizing it after entering it is the obtainment of the great Siddhi attainment. This procedure signifies the final stage of great perfection or great completion. That is, one arrives spontaneously on the level of great accumulation, which refers to the omniscient state of Buddhahood, which is the wheel of syllables. So in this last passage, the process of entering in the path and progressively traversing the path is explained. And then in the next section, we read, the persons of excellent mental faculty understand what are primordially enlightened as primordially enlightened, and the familiarity of this knowledge enhances with firm steps. This is not a pursuit of the ordinary person. So this again refers to a point I made earlier, that for a genuine practitioner of highest yoga tantra, the some realization of bodhicitta, the awakening mind, and understanding of emptiness is indispensable. And understanding of emptiness as explained in the sutra teachings, and particularly in the context of highest yoga tantra meditation, the understanding of ultimate nature of reality from the point of view of wisdom of clear light, that is also indispensable. And without these bases, there is simply no foundation upon which one can successfully engage in the practice of highest yoga meditation.
Pēki tōyate chitra samyāng dēngshīng sabar yīchibar mīngyūru, yīchibar dā pēki lōla kōkāshīng dēmbātā sabar māshībē nyamdā chāni kūnyāng tētān dā nyamnē yōgzūnshī kīvū rāvlo kūwān dēvshīng. Sūnyīchibar lōkyāwar yūrē rāvdū sāngvē chīr yāng sāngvē tēpā shī gātsēr dē. Tēwē nā chīr tamshī yēnē sāngvē tēwē tōngvē lō mājī pārdū tēkwā wōma bē rōwē tēng chēnā dūshī chū mī sāwā lō wīng jī kōrwē jiāndā nyāngā lindā bē yāndā dā tēkwā tātā lā kēpā rā chāwā yīng jī chuāng gā mī shī bē lō wīng jī sā sūndū mī rōng wā rā
So in the next, we read in the text, which is wonderful, we read, as for the ordinary person, even though he contemplates, he will have no conviction in its truth and profundity. Relating to this fact of the mind of the ordinary person not gaining conviction, having difficulty in comprehending it and accepting its truth and profundity, there is the danger of thinking that this must be the same for everyone. One might then denigrate the excellent persons as all liars and thereby engender thoughts of refuting them. Because of this, it is being kept hidden as such. It is taught as the secret vehicle. Therefore, until the mind understanding the truth of all phenomena as being primordially enlightened has arisen, if one engages in others' welfare on the basis of the lower vehicles, one will not undermine the spiritual trainees, referring to the disciples. So extensive statements are found in the scriptures that the master must be versed in the knowledge of the defects of cyclic existence, the excellent qualities of nirvana, as well as in all the vehicles, and that a master who is ignorant of some aspects of the teachings must not hold the position of a teacher.
That issue with the Tushu Kabar Shab, that Telaya, Tawe Kabaraki, Kodu, the Tushu Chitadu Judais, that Tukasu, Tawa Sabluda, Chitana Singapore, that Kabisha Salu, the Nigger. Cabaret lay, 가서 주고 거두도 뒤수제 치라도 줄대이시 거두 매번이 직전 차바다 물투고 거두 예반이 나바시디 장변다 무디바데 직전지 거두다 년두지 거두다 전주선배 거두다 라나메배 거두고 달라 차와니 균절로 몽배시 거두 매바고 물투고니 차바를 따베지 거두 매바고 장변반이 천디 차바를 두베시 쌍달로 수배 거두 쟤노 무디니 다 딱바치 예바 타고로 차베시 lui sun jin jin, menga tenpa la sobe gado da, du su labar cheba o. Nyantyo ki gado ni, duwa le. Dikwa ji ya mi chade, gyawa pe sun soba cha, ranga sun yung sun, dini sanje tenpa ye, shen yung de, gyawa da mi gewe che, tamche, kunzo da, tuan tamba ra, ni ga, soso ye ba, dawa tang. Gyawa ni che, mi gewa ni, bwame, gado da, du su cheba o. Chanju sebe gado ni, 전주선배 동발에 견도 삼벌 되미지 주류들로 소음이지 인진되지 잠시도 생겨와는 예범이 진중대 인진선배에서는 최 탐제 개화든 미개화 강제장 동반양벌 민주도 전주선배 동반이 너나 인진선배 시순의 죄도 라나메베 거두니 전주선배도 알래 상제 태과 정에나 뇨몬 등어 군제장 빼말라는 담신데 대로 수준 표준소 진중대 최대한 예내 야반이지 칠 인신의 땅도 매다 세단의 빵도 매다 대단 마도 봐도 두진 민중 와른 마인데 지들 따위 예내 나벌 따고도 믿어 보신도 거두도 뒤주장 대단 나벌 타고도 마다 봐 죄도 다 대인식이 내가 따위 상황을 보 주벌이 다 죽도 개와 예 죽도 개에다 가로래 슝이니 따위 최와 상황디 Mulung Rangchi Mingni Dar Shiru Tupji Zaychame Gesho Yuena Chaychuk Chik Dawe Changwa Shechewe Menga Zosu Lomishibu Bama Zung Neki Zayba Wo Mangalam
Then in the next section of the text, the author explains that due to the differences of views in terms of their profundity and so on, differences in the ascetic practices and the conducts that are based on them also differ. So we read in the text, due to the differences of views, differences exist too in the ascetic practices and the conducts. Those devoid of ascetic practice are the unreflective worldly and the nihilists. There are four kinds that have ascetic practices. One, the mundane ascetic practices which the materialists and the extremists have, two, the ascetic practices of the disciples, and three, the ascetic practices of the bodhisattvas, and the unexcelled ascetic practice. Of these, the unreflective is ignorant of cause and effect, and is therefore devoid of ascetic practice. The nihilists uphold nihilistic view and are devoid of ascetic practice. The materialists seek qualities characteristic of this life, so they possess ascetic practices such as observance of purity laws and so on. The extremists, with the goal of purifying the eternal self, engage in such asceticism as abusing the body, keeping themselves in the five types of fire and so on. They engage in the conduct in a distorted manner. Then the text goes on to explain, as for the ascetic practice of the disciple, the discipline scripture states, this is the Vinaya, do not commit any evil, engage in virtues as best as you can, thoroughly tame your own mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. Thus, they view all factors of existence, virtues or non-virtues, as existing separately and respectively belonging to categories of ultimate and conventional truths. They engage in the conduct of practicing the virtues and relinquishing non-virtues. Then the text continues with the Bodhisattva ascetic practice. So we read, as to the ascetic practice of the bodhisattvas, the bodhisattva vow states, not affecting the means when circumstances call for, not employing supernatural powers, threats and so on, he who has compassion and out of loving kindness and those of virtuous mind, there is no fault in these acts. So we read then, so if it is sustained by great compassion, regardless of whatever acts one might engage in, be it virtues or non-virtues, one's vows will not degenerate. For the bodhisattva vow is in brief to act with taking great compassion as its ground. And then the text goes on to explain the ascetic practice of the unexcelled asceticism. we read, as for the unexalted asceticism, the Great Pledge Sutra states, if one is thoroughly affirmed in the Buddha's vehicle, even if one indulges in all the afflictions in the five senses, just like a lotus growing in muddy water, in him morality remains pure and perfect. And then we read, since all phenomena are in perfect equanimity from the very beginning, no compassion is to be cultivated, no hatred is to be eliminated. It does not mean, however, that compassion does not arise for those who fail to understand in this way. Just as they comprehend the means of the view that all phenomena are primordially pure, they engage also in the ascetic practices and the conducts with thorough purity. And then the author, colophon of the text is found, which also makes the dedication. So we read, this secret instruction, a garland of views, if there are persons who possess skills of wisdom and method, may such excellent beings encounter this instruction, just as the blind who opens his own eyes and recovers his sight. And then the text concludes, the quintessential instruction entitled The Garland of Views is complete. It was composed by the great master Padmasambhava. So, of course, we realize that this is a very profound text and quite elaborate as well. So in order to fully understand the full presentation of the meaning of this text, obviously one would need to consult and study much wider range of texts as well.
And that's also the 저든 둘러셔와 슬라버리. 다 나는 게 아니지 뭐래.
And the most important thing is, as the masters of the past advises, that what has been understood as a result of study must be implemented into practice. So the essential point is to really concentrate on one's actual meditative practice.
And 저런데 지금 쉴 타바 매방, 양지 취기. 샹드 샹바딘데다 연도카버리 엔데디 장즈다 산제베 쉐울당 그리스도 제시 그게 시제 남당소 차버리
So among the members of the audience here in this series of lectures certainly they will be people who are not practicing Buddhists who may be followers of other faith traditions or who may have no faith at all in any religious tradition However, you have had the opportunity to at least be informed and introduced to some key elements of the Buddhist path, and you know, in that way, at least you have acquired some knowledge and understanding. So, however, those who are not practicing Buddhists, such as the practitioners of other faith traditions and the non-believers who are gathered here, you do have one responsibility, that is to constantly watch the behavior and action of those who claim to be practicing Buddhists.
So, thank you very much. I think quite large number of people is really, I think, was the, attentively.
Very attentive.
Listen, and I appreciate. Now those people who consider oneself as a follower of Buddha, then practice, implement. With determination and less expectation. That's important. The spiritual development take time. According to my own experience, now nearly 70 years, since around my age, I think around 16, I began to practice more
Seriously.
And then you know, still,
my experience very limited. At the same time, I can assure to you, if you put implementation, then definitely our mind will change, will improve. Result, oneself becoming more calm and more happier. So I think the keeping enthusiasm all the time, that's important. I think they basically, as you know, the Buddhist, I think, system is utilize human intelligence maximum way and then try to transform our emotion. That's the proper way. Not just prayer, not just faith, but utilize our intelligence, analyze, thinking. That way, develop some kind of conviction. Conviction bring determination. Determination bring effort. Effort, then time passes, things will change. Thank you.
Thank you to His Holiness and all events and all guests all coming to now presenting. Then I showed President of the ODN the reading.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Requested. Hello. Hello, everyone. I'm President of Osel Dorje Ningpo, ODN, and needless to say, we are so pleased to have had His Holiness agree to teach here in Southern Florida. I've been requested by him to present to you all a financial statement outlining the costs and the proceeds of this teaching, so you'll have an idea of what it takes to arrange an event like this, and then to what will happen to the surplus that we have. We were told when we were given the authority to bring His Holiness here that this is not intended to be a fundraiser. And indeed, while we needed to cover the expenses of the event, we were very conscientious not to overspend and to do what we could to see to it that as many people as possible could come in and hear His Holiness. So let me review with you the statement. Back in April, we submitted a budget, and you can see the items that were listed. I won't go through them all, but you can see we had some zeros. I'd like to clarify where it says His Holiness the Dalai Lama's entourage. That expense is for travel, visa, international travel, visa, and other expenses which actually do add up. And so we had zero there because we weren't clear on what that expense would be. Now we have an estimated amount, and I'll show you that in a moment. Also, too, with insurance and legal and the rest, we were unclear at the beginning in that first budget, so I'll show you next what happened there. And then finally, security. We've been graced with the presence of very capable people, the local police in Miami-Dade here at Coral Gables Police, also the State Department, who have been wonderful. And there's no cost for the State Department, but local police do charge. So you can see that our estimated total expenses for all the days of His Holiness's visit came to $717,000. Next slide, please. Yes. I wanted to briefly show you here that we did fill in the blanks for the additional expenses that we didn't have on our original budget. The Coral Gables Police, and there was quite a lot of them. The bill comes to, and these are approximations. These are not exact dollars. We will be doing a final accounting after the closing of the event over the next week or so. But it comes close to $57,000. For Office Depot Center, I don't know how many of you attended up there, but there were over 13,000 people. And so we did include some extra security that we hadn't intended it on, and that came to $16,700. Remember before I mentioned the visa expenses, the international airfare, and the rest for the entourage and His Holiness, and that's going to be close to $10,000. The insurance and legal, $13,000 and some. And then what we did with the marketing is we added at the very end some additional marketing. And the reason we did that is that, as you all know, we faced not one, not two, not three, but four hurricanes while we were preparing for His Holiness's visit. And therefore, a lot of us were all inside. Nobody was buying tickets to anything. And so at the end, we added on some budget so that we could ensure that everyone knew about His Holiness's arrival. And it seems to have worked because we've had such wonderful attendance at all of the events. And then we added some additional operating expenses that we had miscalculated initially. Okay? Finally, I wanted to show you, well, it's not quite final. Thank you. The total revenue for the event was ticket sales of $790,000. On the next slide, I'll show you, not yet, I'll show you the actual expenses. So actually, the ticket sales would not have completely covered our expenses. So we're very, very fortunate that so many of you, and I know many of you are here today, close to 500 people, each gave a little bit of money that added up to $236,000. And because of your help, we were able to meet our expenses. And for that, we're very grateful. Thank you. Thank you. And some of you have seen, I'm sure, the wonderful vendors upstairs, and they did actually pay some rent for those booths, and I've checked with them all, and they're all delighted that they came. So thank you for visiting all the vendors. And finally, on the next slide, filling in the blanks that originally were empty, and now with more information that we have, on this last day, according to our expenses. Again, these are estimates, but we're much closer to seeing that the final expenses for the 3 days of teaching come to $907,000. And based on the amounts of revenue that I just showed you on the previous slide, that leaves a surplus. That's a misuse. I don't want to use the word profit because you'll see in a moment it's not profit to us. It's surplus money that came in, amounts to approximately $135,000. So we actually came very close to even. But on the next slide, I'd like to show you where we intend to disperse that $135,000. Next slide, please. Okay. So at the suggestion of His Holiness, one portion of the surplus, we've divided it evenly among all of these groups, will go to the Hurricane Victims Relief Organizations here in Florida. Also, as you see, there are projects by the Central Tibetan Administration. Actually, the in India should be at the end of that sentence because those projects could exist also outside of India. I want to be clear about that. I think there's some in Nepal. So a portion of the money will go to the Central Tibetan Administration projects. And then finally, we've identified some monastery projects that we would like to support as well. And those include Katong Monastery in Himachal Pradesh in India, Zilnan Kagyaling Monastery, Mindraling Monastery, also in India, Lutse Bhutan Project, Sikkim Katog Monastery, Narang East Tibet Building Projects, which are restoration of some monasteries and cultural landmarks. And that altogether comes to 100% of the $135,000. And finally, I would just like to thank you all. And particularly, I wanted to make mention, I mean, all the volunteers know who you are, and thank you so much for all your help. Yes, and naturally, we would like to have made an offering to His Holiness, but we were told by His Holiness that not only wasn't it necessary, but that he preferred that we not make a monetary offering to him. Okay, so. And the only other thing I wanted to say very briefly was that in addition to all the volunteers who have been so fabulous, thank you so much, this standing Buddha was an extraordinary experience for all of us, designed by Kempo Rinpoche and executed by Pema Tenzin, a Bhutanese artist who's up here on the stage, and not just Pema, but volunteers, local volunteers, Western Tonka painters in the making, who all painted this wonderful Buddha. So thank you very much.